Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when you need him?
All right, here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, we're going to do, well, I call it combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington. And how are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. How are things in sunny Florida?
Sunny, man. It's been pretty dry here for a while, and we got a couple of beautiful, brief, heavy showers for the first time in a long time. And, my yard is roasted, man. Roasted. Dead dry. So it looks like it responded to it really well. I'm surprised at how fast it bounced back.
Right.
But we need some rain, man.
Well, hopefully that comes. Here in South Carolina, and I'm not suggesting you move from Florida to South Carolina, trust me on that one. But here in South Carolina, it seems like we have just enough sunshine, then one day of rain, and then the weeds grow to,
right.
Like it's out there, right? Somewhere out there in the African plains.
Yeah, unmanageable level. Exactly.
So I've got a question for you. This doesn't have to do with what we normally talk about, but you have a history and had a career in special operations. I know that you have probably looked at numerous scenarios about what happens if this happens and what happens if that happens and, that kind of thing.
Contingency stuff, yeah.
Yes, sir. So today I want to play the what if game. So
okay,
I'm not going
to. That one, dude.
Yeah, let's start out with
the only reason I say be careful because I can really only speak for myself under these circumstances. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because
sure, absolutely.
My trigger, somebody, there's a lot of folks may not be tracking on my train of thought or in line with my train of thought, and I'm cool with that.
Well, I'm going to describe the two things that would be what I consider to be the worst two things that could happen in the United States today.
Okay, hit me.
So with the first one, it's going to be another one of these energy grid type attacks where the energy grid's been hacked and we just don't have power.
Right.
Now, in the opening days of this, there will still be gas in some tanks, and there will be some people that are going to be able to have gas, but or get gas and that kind of thing. But there's going to be a lot of things that fall by the wayside. Now, for me, for example, I've always planned on bugging in. I have a water source near me, right?
Right.
There is a farm right beside me with a bunch of cows out there. They wouldn't be very good-looking steaks, but I could have steak a couple of times before that runs out.
Right.
So there's a couple of things that I got going for me exactly where I'm at. However, there's also a few other things that maybe don't. So for somebody that gets out there, and I know that everybody talks 2 weeks, 3 weeks, as far as being able to hunker down, what do you think somebody should prepare for and have on hand? Not the detailed items, just how long should somebody be able to handle things?
I would say 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah, I would say 3 month period, a full quarter. I'd kind of give I mean, if anything very serious happened, that would give things to happen. And then hopefully some sort of semblance of, you know, how it's going to shake out should show itself within a 3-month time frame. But I would never cut yourself short, you know, shorter than that. And the whole bug in, bug out thing is a non-question for me, really, because doesn't matter whether my gas tank's full or not, man. I'm not getting out of Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine I'm taking a realistic view of exactly where I live and what I have to deal with, what I'm faced with. The reality is there ain't no bugging out of here. Not where I live. A hurricane shuts down Florida, you know, on the two main north-south routes of 75 on the, you know, west coast, so to speak, and 95 on the east coast of Florida. You know, you've got four. You've got Alligator Alley, which is nothing but an extension of 75 that runs east-west to connect, you know, the west coast to Florida east coast. And then you've got four, you know, just right here that cuts the state in half. Central runs right across Central Florida to connect 75 and 95.
Right.
Other than that, you've got 10 at the northernmost, you know, high-speed route where they both intersect respectively. And you can, you know, go about your way east or west, or, you know, continue on 75 up through Georgia or 95 up through, you know, initially Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina and on up. But just the way, just the sheer population numbers and traffic that would be generated by, you know, an ordered evacuation for whatever reason, I've never even tried to get out of state. It's simply foolish to go out there and subject yourself to the levels of risk and frustration that take place when everything gridlocks. You know, you idle your fuel away to the extent you can't even guesstimate a range. You're starting with a full vehicle, and yeah, you may get 400 miles to a tank. Well, you're not going to get that. You know, newsflash. That 400 miles to a tank, you know, that tank may just get you to the next gas station. I don't know. Depends on how fast everything moves. So,
right.
Realistically, for me, bugging out of here is not going to happen. Bugging in, I can make it for 3 months. Then I'm going to have to make a decision about either, you know, breaking out or doing a serious, you know, whatever the circumstances require in respect to resupplying critical items. Have to shift focus and take action on that.
Well, that's what I want to talk about when we get back from the, we got the first break coming up. That's where I find the critical juncture at, but I also want
to what?
Well, what
resupply?
Somebody's, yeah, resupply when, if you do have 3 months worth of stuff, which I don't know how little or much. Yeah.
And consumed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so
we talk about all that.
Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about is how the weapons come into play with this, because I know that you're going to be protecting what you got and that other stuff, but it's going to be a whole different setup compared to self-defense. This is going to be a whole different kind of setup. But in any event, for those of you out there who are interested in Dave Harrington, interested in what he would do, interested in what he does, well, first things first, he has combatspeed.com. That's his website. It is a work in progress. He's pretty much in the middle of trying to get back to 100%. And as he goes along, there will be things coming up that will be popping up on the website. You can also follow him on Facebook. He has both a professional page, Super Dave Harrington, and a personal page, Dave Harrington. Those are good places to start. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about the end of the world type scenarios right now. And now, Dave would be, now I presume that you have already thought about some of this stuff and you've already made provisions for some of this stuff, yeah?
I've been on a war footing for several years.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm also presuming, and I don't know exactly how this would work, this is a loss of power that is not due to an EMP, so I don't know why it would continue on endlessly through 3 months. Would one like that, based upon the projections that you looked at?
Well, yes, there would be one like that that would happen.
Okay.
And that's when the government, being whoever that shakes out for you, does a coordinated power outage. I mean, everything is, look at what's going on, man. You know, we've been systematically conditioned to be controlled for how long now? I mean, everything's about interconnectivity.
Right.
You know? Well, you can't explain just arbitrarily. Well, I guess you used to be able to say that, but I guess, you know, depending on whatever platform you run, can be shut down or turned off in direct violation of the Constitution and its amendments. You can expect the power to be cut off as a course of action on their part. It's just, you know, when are they going to do it?
Right.
So, you know, having generators on hand, batteries, blah, blah, blah. You know, look forward, think about it, take it serious, and look forward and see what, you know, how long can basic stuff. Dude, I'm not talking about Johnny High Speed stuff. I'm talking about, do you have enough AA batteries?
Right.
Do you even own a generator that you can power your house? Do you have what it's going to take as soon as the not-haves figure out what you have? How are you going to keep the, you know, the not having zombies off of your stuff or out of your AO, out of off your property,
right,
out of your house? Are you going to prevent that from taking place? There's so many different aspects of it. How is it going to balance out? And you
would, you now, let me ask you this: would you get out there and create any sort of a coalition with anybody? Because
that totally depends. In my immediate neighborhood, no, because eventually, dude, I would have to get out of here.
Right.
My course of action, my primary course of action, is to wait until things calm down well enough where I can move out of here. And I can get beyond the initial range of using my Colorado, pulling the Kawasaki machine, Doomsday machine, on my trailer. And then, you know, with that machine, I can get an additional, let's just say I get 200 miles out of the tank of fuel in the pickup. Well, I can get at least 300 miles away further in the Kawasaki machine in a much more nimble manner of negotiating roadblocks, obstacles, traffic, you name it, gridlock. And I can carry enough fuel on it to extend that range even further if I wanted to.
Right.
But, you know, you got to have a place to go. I'm not going to get into where I'm actually going to go, but it's going to be out and away from here, the
right.
coast. You know, I'll be good to get inland quite a ways and into the central swamp area. But, you know, I'll go where people don't generally want to go or like to go just to get away from them. And then the spectrum of firearms that you have need to cover all aspects. Hunting needs, you know, you need to have a good air rifle, good 22 rifle, various, I'd say a few, I would say at least a 14 gauge, a 20 gauge, and a 12 gauge shotgun for hunting, various hunting purposes. And then you can have whatever fast action guide guns you want for anti-personnel use. And then I would have probably a heavy-duty combat shotgun set up.
Right.
And then I'd have a bolt gun. I'd have a legit bolt gun that I could reach out. And about the farthest, I mean, I could extend the distance if I were more in the city and were able to go up. But the farthest shot I could expect to take on level ground here in the neighborhood would be about 700 yards. And that's not far if you're, you know, if you can fire a bolt gun well, not a big
right.
deal. You know, a lot of people are quick to jump to, you know, all the guns and gear. Well, it ain't about all the guns and gear. My next buddy of mine, I'm going to upgrade my generator because a friend of mine got one that I was extremely impressed with. It not only its capability, but its you know, capacities, fuel capacities, and it's like super quiet. Blah blah blah. So I was going to upgrade you know, my generator to that one as soon as I can, but because it's like super efficient. But stuff like that. How many light bulbs do you have in your house? You have spare light bulbs.
Yeah.
Light bulb is going to go out eventually.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. Good stuff. We're doing some good stuff. We're putting together a list for you and some, among other things, trying to get you in the idea of what you might want to have on board if things go sideways. Super Dave, of course, he has a YouTube channel. Super Dave Harrington. And he should have more subscribers than he's got. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is encouraged by the latest monthly jobs report, the economy adding more than 500,000 jobs in May. The president saying it will take some time, though.
America is finally on the move again. As we continue this recovery, we're going to hit some bumps along the way. Of course that'll happen. We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
The unemployment rate falling to 5.8% as well in May. The FDA is authorizing Regeneron's coronavirus antibody drug for injections. Regeneron said the FDA also lowered the dose by 1,200 milligrams. The pharmaceutical company is planning to deliver at least 1 million doses to the federal government by the end of June. Additionally, Regeneron plans to seek full approval for non-hospitalized patients later this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News. One country's not too excited about looking into the origins of COVID-19.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of a laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon, and I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump says a ruling that'll keep him off Facebook for a while is an insult. The former president blasting the decision, which means he won't be allowed on the social media platform until January 2023. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We were speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about what you're going to have, the kind of things you might want to have. Just out of curiosity, like as far as food and everything, what do you think of MREs? What do you think about these emergency foods?
There is a wide choice of emergency food sources available. A lot of them, there's a lot of high-end food sources available for, like, professional hunting. It just depends on, you know, what you can afford. The spectrum is out there. I've tried a lot of them. I'm not going to get into the ones I didn't like, but there's pros and cons, and you can pretty much trust you get what you pay for in that respect when you start looking at survival foods and stuff like that. It's not always the train of thought to get the most for the least. Get good quality food that's going to sustain you at the energy levels that you're going to need to be functioning at under that type of stress. You know what I mean? Even just increased psychological stress that, you know, most everybody's experienced at one level or another during the pandemic is, you know, can cause you to consume quite a bit of additional calories.
Right.
So, you know, what you think in terms of you started out and planned for what would support normal physical output, you may want to consider doubling it under those types of circumstances. So you have, you can have the nutritional foodstuffs in the quantities that you're going to need to support those levels of physical output. Blah, blah, blah. Same thing with water. You look at water, a water source, hypercritical. You can be without food for, I think it's up to 6 or 7 days before it becomes, you know, a big problem. But, you know, you're 3 or 4 days max without water. In a sense, when you think about preparing for emergencies, civil unrest, that, those types of things, Armageddon, throw that one in the pile, zombie apocalypse. People have a tendency to forget we're about 4 to 7 days, there's a 4 to 7 day window where we revert to the animals that we are, you know. How bad do you want to survive? You know, how savage is circumstances actually going to get? You know, what are you willing to do? Let's just look at the high end of the scale. You're prepped. You're prepared. You can sustain yourself and your family for 3 months, 90 days. And somewhere around the 60-day mark, you're going to have to start picking in, you know, some contingencies if things aren't looking good in respect to how you're going to pay out your remaining 30-day supply. Can you extend it? Can you cut it in half and extend it another 30 days? What are you going to do about resupply? During this time frame, when the have-nots figure out that you're a have, what are you willing to do to keep the have-nots out of your have pile?
Right.
And there, you know, therein lies the real question. As things begin to deteriorate, if something doesn't, you know, go on the upswing on a large scale, and things, I think they call it the under a deteriorating rule of law.
Right.
I think that's how some dude described it. I read that recently. It's going to get grim. And there's going to be two kinds of people. You know, everybody's worried about, you know, race and blacks and whites and all the various races of human beings on the face of the planet. The bottom line is one day something's going to happen on a scale that all that concern is going to go away because there's only going to be survivors at the end of this one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to get across?
Right. Yes, I do.
It's not going to matter whether you're yellow, red, or black, or white. You know, did you survive the gig? That's what it's going to turn into.
Well, that is pretty grim and everything else, but I mean, by the same token, as far as food source, I have always thought that if I could find enough MREs, I'd be living good. Because MREs,
Yeah, they are, but then from a psychological standpoint, man, can you imagine eating MREs for 90 days? I mean, boring, dude. Yeah, I mixed it up a little bit.
Well, no. Well, you know, when I was in the field, they did that all the time too. They mixed it up all the time, hot meals and MREs and stuff like that. But with everything else going on around you, do you think that would be the pressing thought on your mind that tonight I'm having a bag of stroganoff?
Oh, you mean under the circumstances?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, man. Even under those circumstances, that bag of stroganoff's going to get old if that's what you've been eating day in and day out.
Right.
Now, from a survival standpoint, be thankful you have calories. Cool. But, you know, you've got to keep, you've got to look at sensory deprivation issues, man. You got to look at the psychological aspects of the gig, right? Let's just say you're shut down. Well, how do you communicate without the electronic gizmos? You know what I mean?
Some people are going to go into withdrawal over that stuff.
Yeah, how are you going to be able to cope with that? It's the little things, man. Managing your food, keeping eating interesting, even though, you know, it's a necessity. I mean, there's people that make good money at keeping eating interesting. It's not going to be any different for you. Under those circumstances, it's going to be that much more of an issue. A lot of people have not been in or experienced anything like those types of circumstances before. That's where all the veterans in the country are going to be in. When I say veterans, man, I'm including everybody,
right.
But I want to specifically shed light on the combat arms veterans of the service.
Let me get you to hold right there on the combat arms veterans. We'll get to that when we get back.
Cool.
Super Dave Harrington, superdaveharrington.com. The YouTube page. The YouTube page, for those of you that want to go get some ideas of why Super Dave does this, this way, that way, this is where you can get some free instruction. Super Dave Harrington on YouTube.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email
advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking about, when the lights go out, what's everybody going to do? We just got to the part where we're talking about the role veterans would play, specifically combat veterans. Why do you, now, explain why specifically combat veterans, because I can think of some other veterans that would come in sort of handy as well.
Well, but I'm speaking strictly of combat arms veterans from a standpoint of they are more likely to have the experience and the psychological conditioning that comes with, functioning in very austere environments on very limited resources for long durations of time.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
I do.
Plus, you've got to look at some of the training they've had access to. Army's Ranger School experience. In my day of, it was November 86. It was a 58-day program, blah, blah, blah. Everybody that's been through Ranger School went through the last hard class, right?
Right.
That's the running joke. But Special Forces Qualification Course, Special Forces Selection Program. But I'm sure, there are other military occupational specialties in the service, some that I'm aware of and some that I could be completely unaware of that exist that have, prepared people to function specifically in these types of environments.
Well, when I joined, I was I still am colorblind. And so you know what that does to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, does he? But what I did do was I got into communications, but then I got into the kind of communications that would be attached to or stationed within combat arms
right.
groups.
I get it. Yeah.
So while I was not combat arms, I was in combat arms.
Yeah, the experience of being attached to a combat arms unit. Yeah, I totally get it, man.
Yeah.
But not everybody has that opportunity.
Well, not in the military, you know? No. But I mean, think of a mechanic that was in a combat arms unit, for example.
Right.
He'd be worth having, wouldn't he? A medic that was in a combat arms unit. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because they're going to understand the criticality of their, you know, specialty. But when you come full circle back to focus on the individual and what they're going to do, you've got to look at task organization in respect to your family. Who's going to do what? Who's responsible for what? See, I don't have that luxury, man. I'm old, long in the tooth, by myself. So I've got to crack the code on all of these issues.
Right.
What am I going to do? My primary issue is, what am I going to do about sleep? You know, nothing will mess you up worse than sleep deprivation in a lot of respects.
Let's explain, if we can, why you would not be getting a lot of sleep. Dave, you have a generator, right?
Right.
And that runs and makes noise, doesn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Sort of telegraphs where it is. You also have an all-terrain vehicle that's really cool. That a lot of people would look at that and say, "Oh, that'd be a great end of the world vehicle." In addition to that, you are a half.
Right.
So, in order for Dave to exist, he's got to figure out how to be able to stay awake all the time and see everywhere all the time, and at the same time stay sharp.
Stay awake all the time. I just pointed out, what am I going to do about sleep?
Right.
Now I've got to have the mechanisms in place to protect myself and my belongings, you know. But how am I going to pull that off? Well, I'm not going to tell you, but it's a draft.
It becomes one of those things where if you're going to sleep, you also have to learn how to hide, doesn't it?
Right. Well, basically the short answer is everything is booby trapped.
Yeah.
And it's not a, you know, I've never understand why they call them booby traps, because they're very unpleasant. You know what I mean?
I do. I guess it's normally for the booby it's for the idiot who trips it. That's why they call them that, huh?
Yeah, they ruined it for me. Normally, I like to think pleasant thoughts.
Yeah,
I hear that word.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were Spec Ops guy. You're a Spec Ops guy. You know better. You know that's not pleasant.
Yeah, I know. But that's the worst trap on the face of the planet. The gum booby trap.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to sit back and you got to build yourself a schematic.
Right.
Right? What are your short-term goals? Midterm, long-term? Projected, you know, what is long term? I mean, this is a no-brainer for me that I would have to, having bugged in for a while, you know, if things haven't, like, severely improved in 90 days, I need to move to where, you know, things are improved.
Right.
Which
then becomes the problem becomes finding out where that is, right?
Right. On the right side of it.
Yep.
So there's a lot of ways you can sit down and matrix things out. You know, look at it this way. Here's the simplest way to do it that immediately comes to mind. What are the most important things a human being has to have? Food, clothing, shelter, right?
Right.
Transportation is an issue. However, there are many forms of transportation, so you got to look at that. But break it down into your most basics, food, clothing, shelter, transportation, physical protection or security mechanisms. Those items, depending on how many people are in your family, how are you going to task organize your people, you know, who's going to do what, and then put a limit on it, a 30-day limit, and then flesh that out. Then put a 60-day limit, flesh it out, a 90-day limit, and flesh that out. And that way, all your basic stuff is covered.
Right.
Because the luxury, well, I guess a lot of people nowadays will consider it a necessity to remain plugged in to whatever extent they're going to allow you to do it.
Right.
So we'll have to fuel.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. We'll have to I'm going to pick your brain next week. Because I want to know what you foresee in certain of these things. Because you've gone somewhere. I've always suspected you consider this stuff. I've never asked you about it before, but we'll crack that shell next week when we can. Thank you very much for taking the time to appear with me tonight. I appreciate it.
No worries. Appreciate the opportunity. You take care.
Find Dave Harrington at CombatSpeed.com. Find him on Facebook at either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. And you can find him on YouTube. Super Dave Harrington. Go subscribe to his channel. Get that in free instruction. Coming up next, he's in Louisiana trying to put his house back together again. And that would be Rob Morris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.